We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Vav. We completed the Halacha, and now we're doing Hashmotos Mihilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Vav. Some of the editions don't have it. The later edition with the Nekudos definitely does, so we'll try to cover what's here. Shayach lois aleph achar tevois tevas mimamakim. This first hashmota is related to paragraph aleph and follows right after the word mimamakim. Veze bechinas kimas chatzois. Rav Nosson Zal says this is tied into the concept of getting up for chatzois. Sheoz tzoyakin mo'oid al churban beis hamikdosh. Shenechrav alidei pegam emuna. That's when we cry out to Hashem tremendously about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed as a result of a lack of emuna, deficiency, defective emuna. Umeyoz ne'elam soyit ho'ibur meitonu. And from then, the secret, the knowledge of how to calculate the leap years, etc., has been taken away from us. Migoy shoagin v'kolin, and this is what it means when it says that from screams and sounds, haynu al yedei tzakas halev nigdeles bechinas halavono shehi bechinas emuna, that through our crying out to Hashem from deep within our hearts, we're zeicha to elevate, to help increase the size of the moon, which is the concept of emuna. V'alkein koirin rus b'shavuos. And this is also tied into the fact that we read rus on Shavuos. Shemaschil vayhi b'mei shvoit ha-shoiftim, which begins with the words that it was in the days when the judges were judging. And we know that the Gemara says about it, b'mei shvoit ha-shoiftim, it was in the days when they judged the judges. Meaning when people start judging the judges, that's no good. Shehu pegam hamishpot. This is an example of pegam hamishpot. Umesayim, and we know that Megillas Rus finishes, beleidas David Moshiach, speaking about the birth of David HaMelech, and then finally the birth of Moshiach ben David. Shehu iker tikken hamishpot. As we learned earlier, Dovra Melech and Moshiach, they represent the main tikkun hamishpot. Shezet tzrichim lahamshich b'shavuos. That's what we're looking to draw upon ourselves on the holiday of Shavuos. Shezeu b'china shtei alechem shebo ami chometz daiko kanal. And this is also tied into the special korban that's brought on Shavuos, the shtei alechem, which was from chometz. Based on what we learned in the halacha earlier, we saw that chometz could only be brought when there's tikkun hamishpat. And that was one of the reasons why we had to stay away from chometz during Pesach, because on Pesach we have not yet been zoicha to tikkun hamishpat. On Shavuos, when we receive the Torah is the mishpatim of Hashem. V'hakoil hol yayidei b'chinas geirei tzedek, shehirus. And all the tikkun hamishpat came about as the result of a true Ger Tzedek, joining Klal Yisrael, which was Rus. The Orpo Nisrachko. And Orpo was rejected. Bechinas, she left. Bechinas Hagerim Shetzrichim Larachek, Shem Bechinas, she symbolizes those Gerim that were not supposed to bring close, which correspond to Esav and Yishmael, the Tipa of Esav and Yishmael that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Torah Hey. In Likutei Moran Tanina, which this halacha is based on, sheze ikar tikkun hamishpat. This is the essence of tikkun hamishpat, being able to select that which needs to be brought into the kedusha, and be able to reject that which has to be rejected. Umayon mibeis Hashem yetze, vehishko es nachal hashitim. The Gemara says that a spring came forth from the Beis HaMikdash, and it would water the Nachal HaShitim, mitchila doime kegarnei chagovim. In the beginning, The water flowed very, very thin, like the antennas of grasshoppers, so thin. Bechinas mayim amukim eitzo. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal mentions in the Torah Lekutiman over there about the deep waters that represent the true advice. V'acharkach mizgaber, and then the water, the spring, would become wider and wider, ad shenistakein hamishpot, until the mishpot is completed, v'yigal kamayim mishpot, and as the pasuk says, that the mishpot flows like water, shehu tikun maise shitim, and all of this was the tikun for what took place in Shitim. Shitim was the place where Bilam had advised Balak to use the women of Midian and Moav to seduce the Jews to get them to commit Pegama Bris, which is what leads to Pegama Mishpat, etc., as we saw in this chapter in Likutei Halachos. The next paragraph on page 230 on the top right hand, Shayach L'Soif Ois Vov. This is tied into the end of paragraph Vav in this halacha. V'zeh, and this is why the Gemara says, Borishoino hayomasiyin masuois. In the earlier days, they used to light torches, and they would go up on the mountaintops, and they would give signals to let the people know when Rosh Chodesh was. Rav Nosson Zal says, L'sakein ho'esh v'hachamimus. These torches, these fiery torches, were a tikkun for the fire, lahaloison elakdusha, to bring the eish into the kedusha, the eish which represents the etzahara, the fiery desires of the etzahara. Shezena se ben Nisan. This took place especially during the month of Nisan, Rosh Chodeshim. Mishekilkulu, because Nisan, we said, the entire month of Nisan represents Rosh Chodesh. It's the first of the months. And then the Gemara says there, Mishekilkulu aminim, when the Apikursim messed this up, they used to send false signals. They used to also go up there with torches to try to confuse Bnei Yisrael from when Rosh Chodesh is. Al yidei shenidma lahem shehu ivus hamishpot, as a result of the fact that it seemed to the Jews as if there were injustices, tzadik v'toiv loy, tzadik v'ra loy, as it says, va'omru, and the people said, eicho neida, how are we going to know? How are we going to know when it's really Rosh Chodesh? Hiskinu sheyiu shluchim yoitzim sheyidiu kiddush ha'chodesh bepe mole. That's when the rabbis made a takona to send out actual messengers who would go out to the people to inform them when kiddush ha'chodesh was. Sheze bechinas Tikun HaMishpot. This is also an example of Tikun HaMishpot, as it says, Moifsav U'Mishpatei Fiv. Their signs and the judgments of their mouth. Now, as Rav Nosson Zal is making a point here, that these special signs that they used to make to tell the people when it's Rosh Chodesh, when the Levana is getting its Tikun, which is also an aspect of Tikun HaMishpot, those signs, those moifsim, also represent Tikun HaMishpot, and also the fact that they switched from using visual signs to verbal signs, to having shlichim go out to tell the people. Rav Nosson Zal again mentions this moifsav u'mishpatei fihu, that the real Tikun HaMishpot is bepeh, when something is verbalized. Next, Shayach Lois Yudalet Tesvov, V'alkein osure chometz ad kriyas yamsuf. And this is why chometz is forbidden until Shvi Shel Pesach, when the Red Sea was split. She'oz ho Yisrael nesunim bedin. As we learned earlier, that on Shvi Shel Pesach, the Jews were involved in a major judgment. Kamo Yishom Razal, as the Gemara says, that the Sar Shel Yam complained, why should I split for the Jews and not for the Mitzrim? They were both idol worshippers, and there was a major judgment that Hashem had to make at that point in time. V'alkein hayakosha lefanav kriyas yamsuf, and this is why kriyas yamsuf was difficult for Hashem, because it is complaint, because it is prosecution. Avol beniflaisov yotza mishpoteinu lo'er, but as a result of Hashem's infinite kindness and miracles, our justice was proclaimed. V'nivka hayom, and the Red Sea did split for us. V'helo hamishpot mi'atahimois, and they were able to lift up the mishpot from the lowest depths that it had fallen. V'nitbu hamitzriim al yidei zeh, and the Egyptians were drowned as a result of this justice being established. V'Yisroel nitzlu, and the Jews were saved. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says there, tohoimois yechasyumu, that the deep waters covered over the Egyptians. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, kofus sohoimois, that the lowest depths jumped up, sprang up. Ki hamishpot kefi hayoim, because the mishpot is also tied into the timing. Ubeyoim tseisamim mitzrayim adayin lo inesmala sosum shela mitzrayim shiplu lagamri. And on the day that the Jews left Egypt, the Egyptians hadn't reached their fill in order for Hashem to be able to really throw them down completely. Alkein huchruchu levroach bechipozim. That's why the Jews had to leave Egypt in a hurry, because the Egyptians were still in power. Hashem hadn't smitten them yet at that point. Alkein osir hechometz, and that's why chometz is forbidden at that time. Machmashadain yevsheli kones el oimek hamishpot ad shvi shel Pesach, kriyas yamsuf, because it's impossible for us to really delve into the depth of mishpot until shvi shel Pesach, which is when the mishpot was raised up. Va'oz hutor hachometz achakach, and from that point on, chometz became permissible. V'alkein b'shavuos mevi'in daiko shtelech mi'chometz. And this is why on Shavuos, the korban that's brought, the two loaves, had to be b'davka chometz. Ki oz ha'chometz b'b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpot. Because on Shavuos, the chometz is already in the category of tikkun ha'mishpot. We received the Torah already. Kesher ha'merkova. That's when we have the merkova being bound together properly. Shenestakinos, which is accomplished then. Shezeo b'chinas maisa merkova shemaftiranos. This is the concept of the special haftorah that we read on Shavuos, which is the vision that Yecheskel HaNavi saw of the throne of Hashem.